Welcome to The Standard. Today we're diving into one of the most enduring tunes in jazz, that's Green Dolphin Street. This is Miles Davis from May of 1958, right in the middle of the Milestones era. You've got Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb in this classic recording.
Thank you.
It's 1947, and the World War II has just ended. Hollywood is churning out really glamorous escapist films, and MGM Studio releases Green Dolphin Street. Green Dolphin Street is a romantic adventure set in 1840s New Zealand, based on a blockbuster novel. For this sweeping epic, the studio turned to a composer who was already becoming a legend in film music, and that's Borislaw Kaper. Born in Warsaw, Poland in 1902, Kaper was a classically trained musician who fled Europe in the 1930s as the shadow of fascism grew darker. He arrived in Hollywood and quickly became one of MGM's most reliable composers, eventually scoring over 150 films. But Kaper wasn't just a composer. He was a sophisticated musician who understood both European classical traditions and American popular song. When he sat down to write the theme for Green Dolphin Street, he created something that would outlive the film itself by decades. Green Dolphin.
It seemed like a dream, yet I know it happened. A man, a maid, a kiss, and then goodbye. Romance was the theme, and we were the players. I often think of this without a sigh. Stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, the setting of love beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. I can't forget the line I found out I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street, Green Dolphin Street, Green Dolphin Street. These moments apart, memories will live in my heart. I can't forget the love I found on. I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. Green Dolphin Street, ooh, Green Dolphin Street. On Green Dolphin Street. On Green Dolphin Street.
Born Anita Bell Colton on October 18, 1919 in Kansas City, Missouri, she grew up in Chicago in poverty. As a teenager, she worked in dance marathons, grueling endurance contests, which gave her toughness and stage presence. She changed her surname to O'Day, and that's Pig Latin for dough, meaning money, and began singing in Chicago clubs. She rose to fame singing with Gene Krupa's band, recording hits like Let Me Off Uptown with Roy Elridge. Her tomboy image, she wore a band jacket and a skirt instead of a gown. It set her apart. She later sang with San Kenton's Orchestra, further cementing her reputation as one of the most swinging vocalists in jazz. Singing with Verve Records in the mid-1950s, she produced a string of acclaimed albums. Her 1958 performance at the Newport Jazz Festival, captured in the film Jazz on a Summer's Day, is considered one of the greatest live jazz vocal performances on film. O'Day battled heroin addiction for decades and was arrested multiple times and nearly died of an overdose in 1968. Her struggle deeply disrupted her career, but eventually she got clean and spoke openly about her experiences in her candid 1981 autobiography, High Times, Hard Times. She staged a remarkable comeback throughout the 70s and beyond, performing into her 80s with her trademark wit and rhythmic precision. She died on November 23, 2006 at age 87. Celebrated for treating her voice purely as a jazz instrument, she is widely regarded as one of the greatest and most influential jazz singers of the 20th century.
I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
Pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. Fella, go to top it if you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is let me off of town.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm. Because I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow!
Hey,
the lyricist for Green Dolphin Street is Ned Washington. Ned Washington has a knack for the bittersweet and romantic. The melodic lines tend to be straight ahead, but they create so much nostalgia and warmth. You would know other songs by Ned Washington. You would know When You Wish Upon a Star, that Disney classic, Baby Mine from Dumbo, Stella by Starlight, My Foolish Heart, The Nearness of You, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Those are all Ned Washington tunes. Here is another Ned Washington tune that I am very sentimental about. Hiley Lee, Hiley Lee, High Low.
The song of love is a sad song. Hiley Lee, Hiley Lee, High Low. The song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. The song of love is a sad song. For I have loved, and it's so. I wake up each morning and watch the rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tomorrow
is Ricky Lee Jones from her 1991 album called Pop Pop. It was actually produced by David Waz and included Charlie Hayden, Robin Ford, and Joe Henderson. It's a really beautiful album if you can get your hands on it. So how does a theme from a costume drama about 19th century New Zealand become a bop standard? The answer lies in the song's sophisticated chord changes. Jazz musicians in the 40s and 50s were looking for new harmonic territory. They'd exhausted the possibilities of simpler song forms like the blues, and they were looking with tunes with more complex changes to improvise over. Green Dolphin Street offered exactly that, a chord progression that moved through multiple key centers with enough twists and turns to challenge advanced players. Thank you. Is Ahmad Jamal from 1956 from his album Countum 88. Jamal actually recorded this tune before Miles or Bill Evans, and his version, with its use of space dynamic, really created a standard that was a standard for piano trios specifically. His use of space and dynamics would anticipate what Miles would later do, but it's another pianist who would really put this tune on the map. Jazz critic Ted Gioia noted that Miles often mimicked Jamal's repertoire choices, and you can hear that influence clearly. Thank you. Evans records this in 1959, and it becomes maybe the most famous jazz interpretation of Green Dolphin Street. Evans, with his impressionistic touch and those sophisticated harmonic sensibilities, seemed born to play this tune. His trio recording, with Paul Chambers and Philly Joe Jones, became the template that countless jazz students would study. Born in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1929, Bill Evans revolutionized jazz piano with his approach to harmony, his use of block chords, and his conversational interplay with the bass and the drums. He was deeply influenced by classical composers like Debussy and Ravel, and you hear those fresh, impressionist colors in how he voices the changes on Green Dolphin Street. Evans' reading emphasized the tune's melodic beauty. It treats it less like a vehicle for virtuosic display and more like a meditation that's about the harmony. The approach influenced generations of pianists and helped cement Green Dolphin Street as an essential part of the jazz repertoire. Green Dolphin Street is a staple of jazz education, and it appears in several volumes of the Real Book. It's in my version of the Real Book, but there's an interesting story here. When Hal Leonard published the sixth legal edition of the Real Book, Volume 1, they had to remove Green Dolphin Street along with a few other classics because they couldn't secure the publishing rights. So you'll find it in earlier editions, both the illegal versions that circulated for decades and some of the Hal Leonard's other Real Book volumes, but it's absent in the Real Book 6th edition. This actually speaks to the complex world of publishing and copyright. The song was originally published by MGM in 1947, and the rights have changed hands over the years. Currently, the publishing is handled through various licensing organizations, but musicians don't need the Real Book to know this tune. It's so deeply embedded in the jazz tradition that most players have it memorized. Like many Real Book transcriptions, musicians debate the nuances. The Real Book gives you the chord changes and the melody, but there are subtle differences from what Caper originally wrote. The rhythms are smoothed out, certain notes are altered better to fit the swing feel. It's a reminder that jazz standards are a living, breathing thing, and they evolve through performance. Let's move forward a little bit to 1963. This is the guitarist Grant Green. A really unique guitar sound that really emphasizes the lead lines and plays those lead lines more like a horn would, even though he often plays in an organ trio context. This tune is in hard bop, and hard bop, contrary to the way it sounds, as jazz moves from standards to through cool and now into soul, we get a reference back to the gospel and blues origins of the jazz sound. And that's what hard bop is. You can hear how hard it swings here. This is Grant Green, 1963, Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. You are listening to The Standard Show on Biggie Radio from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I'm your host, Joanna Aline, bringing you this week's standard, Green Dolphin Street. This is Corey Henry playing his version of Green Dolphin Street. It's from his 2011 album called Gotcha Now, Doc. You can really hear how he draws on the traditions that we've heard of Green Dolphin Street. But once you hear Nat Townsley, the drummer, come in, you can feel the influence of modern hip hop and jazz. Nat Townsley was the drummer for Weather Report until Joe Zawinul died. He also works with Richard Bona, Mariah Carey, Stevie Wonder, and Nile Rodgers. But it's just a tremendous burst, as if Corey Henry has just given him permission after his solo to do what he wants. And I think you're going to enjoy it as much as I did. Thank you. Can't really talk about jazz standards without talking about all the music that it spawns, that respins, that tags back, that references jazz standards. You're listening to Tribe Called Quest from 1991. It includes Far Side on that track. It's remixed by Amerigo Gazaway, and it's from an album called Bizarre Tribe. It's just a remix of Tribe Called Quest tunes.
Captivate the mass cause the pros is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your booming in your booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist, for we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the kula breed. The kula to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher, and after the horns you can check out the fifer.
Sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Pfeiffer really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to Jah I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabba Ranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here, it's time to wreck shop. I got Tip and Shah, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. Suggest to the store and buy the LP on Jive RCA, cassettes and CDs. Produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef Anselm, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers, so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one, and everybody up on it, you know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Ring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz move that ass, for the chop originates. That feeling of pizzazz, it's a universal sound. Bless the brothers on the ground and the 1-6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a eccentric, cause I once had an orgy, and sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new beans, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man, Lost Professor, you don't stop. Rock for the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last not least, on the short shot, this is Zulu Nation.
And with that, I leave you. That is Green Dolphin Street. Thank you so much for taking an hour of your day to listen to The Standard on Biggie Radio. I'm your host, Joanna Aline. We'll see you next week.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.